President Donald Trump is set to hit the 100-day mark later this month. It's seen as an early milestone when a presidency can be judged on its accomplishments thus far. Tom Rath is a longtime Republican strategist in New Hampshire and a former state attorney general. He's speaking tonight about Trump's first 100 days at the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire in Durham. He's going to be talking with us first. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Let's start on a positive note. Is there anything that you've seen from President Trump that's been a pleasant surprise for you?
It's hard to get over the divide of the stylistic change, which is so remarkable. What I have seen, and I do give the White House credit for it, him, is that the nominee to the Supreme Court was a nominee that many Republican presidents would have nominated. And he did seem to be able to put him through and put together a team, including Kelly Ayotte, that seemed to be able to move it forward in as close to a nonpartisan or bipartisan basis as we can have in Washington these days.
Well, Neil Gorsuch has become a Supreme Court justice now, but, of course, they had to go through the so-called nuclear option in the Senate to do it.
Well, I think I respect that argument, but I happen to think that for most people, there's a technicality to that that doesn't feel right. Today, given our politics, it is very hard, unless you have 60 votes in your own party, to clear that hurdle. I'm not sure who could have cleared that
right.
hurdle. I think in the last 10 days, we've seen a little surer foot in foreign policy. And the emergence of Tillerson as a stronger voice is helpful. The president tends to be... bellicose isn't the right word, but he tends to go color outside the lines too much.
Off the cuff?
I think that's true. I think the Syria thing surprised me in that it was measured, it was precise, and it sent a message. And by the way, he didn't talk about it before he did it. And I think that's been one of the issues. He believes in pre-sell, and I think you don't always do that. So those things have been better.
You haven't been shy about calling the president out, though. You denounced his assertion of widespread voter fraud here in New Hampshire, for example. Does that speak to the president's credibility and what kinds of problems could that pose for him going forward?
I think there's a tendency to go overboard. And I think it is – I mean, the tweets, the nonstop tweets. It's one thing if I tweet, but it's a different thing when the president of the United States does. And it's an appreciation and understanding of not just the actual sense of the office, but the visual and public perception aspects of the office that I think they haven't understood. And I think it may be because around him, at least initially, were a lot of people who practice kind of divisive politics, setting one group against another. And it's good that we won because now we're going to do what we want.
Well, when you become, it's worked for him, hasn't
well,
it?
Well, it works to get elected. But the real test of an elected official is when can they move beyond that and bring together. We especially want presidents to do that.
We, of course, saw the health care bill fail. Does he still have a lot to prove when it comes to taking the lead on legislative issues and actually bringing Republicans together? You talk about bringing people together. How can he do that?
The legislative process is very difficult, and it's never been more difficult than it is at this moment. I think doing health care the way they did it, without a consensus as to what was going to work, even amongst themselves, was at best awkward and at worst bordered on malpractice. There were things you could have started with that were less vexing. Now, having said that, there was a lot of talk in the campaign, the first thing I'm going to do is repeal Obamacare. There's a point in which campaign rhetoric has to give way to actual governing reality. And that's a transition. It's easier. Is there an easy transition? But it's easier if someone's been in public life and understands it. This is what you get when you take the sort of indignant, outspoken sort of person of the people and put them in there without any real governing experience. Mm-hmm. And particularly take someone who has run, a reasonably successful private enterprise where, he could decide tomorrow they're going to change the color of the stationery. Nobody would say nay. And he doesn't tolerate fools, but he doesn't tolerate opposition. He needs to understand that around him the most valuable assets he can have are people who say, you shouldn't do that.
Well, and that's what the transition in the first 100 days is really about, when the rubber meets the road. Going forward, do you think, are there signs for you that he is learning that, and that he is, not having been in government before, that he's learning how the process is going to work?
I think so. I mean, he is who he is, and he's 70 or 71, and I don't think he's about to change. But I also don't think he likes to be embarrassed, and I don't think he likes to not do well. This is not a project where you can declare bankruptcy and walk away. He's going to wear this, good, bad, or indifferent. I think he is trying to sort out who he should listen to and what they can tell him.
If you could get President Trump in a room, what kind of advice would you give him?
Probably first would be don't listen to me. But I think it would be take a deep breath once in a while. You don't have to react to everything the moment it happens. And it is all right to show a desire to get to the middle than to define everything in terms of wins and losses. We're a different kind of country than that. We don't keep score that way. And he shouldn't. I was impressed, of all the things I've seen him say, by the statement he made after the chemical attacks on people in Syria. And when he talked about killing children and babies, that there was a little insight into what he feels that he has. He should not be afraid to show it. He doesn't always have to be macho.
Tom Rath, longtime Republican strategist here at the Granite State, former state attorney general, and he's speaking tonight about Trump's first 100 days, in fact, at the Carsey School of Public Policy at UNH over in Durham. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.